Now, to take a look at what else has been in the news, we're joined now by Emma Stoy from Chemistry World magazine. Emma, what's caught your eye?
Well, this is all about camouflage, so perhaps it's more about what hasn't caught my eye this week. A group of scientists at the University of California in Irvine have developed a material that is invisible to infrared cameras. Now, they've done this using a protein taken from squids. So squids are very good at camouflage. They can change colour, they can blend into their background. And this is because they've got a layer of skin cells with this protein called reflectin in. And this essentially acts kind of like a mirror. So it reflects light waves. And the squids alter the way it reflects the waves by altering the sort of the shape of these cells containing reflectin. Now, the interesting thing about reflectin is that if you extract this protein, it actually reflects a lot more radiation apart from just visible light. It can reflect infrared. And this is what interested this team.
So the military, we see all these camouflage clothing and a lot of effort goes into disguising buildings and things like that. Is infrared the thing that we've yet to tackle? Is that the thing that we're really interested in here?
Absolutely. So we're quite good at visual camouflage. You've got all your camouflage gear, camouflage makeup. But the problem is it's very difficult to hide from an infrared camera because infrared detect basically heat. So even if someone's very well camouflaged against, say, you've got a foliage background, if you point an infrared camera on them, they're emitting a lot more heat than the trees. So they're going to stick out like a sore thumb against the trees. So I think what the idea is here is to develop a sort of infrared reflecting paint that you could cover somebody in, and then that would reflect the infrared of the surroundings and just mimic that signature so that it'd be much harder to detect with an infrared camera.
So you talked about this reflectin being put into bacteria. So would this infrared reflecting paint need to contain all these bacteria that would need to be a living paint, as it were?
You're really only using the bacteria to what's called recombinantly express that protein. So basically you're manufacturing that protein outside the squid, because I don't think it would be particularly pleasant to try and coat yourself in squid skin. So what this group had done was try and create their own sort of simplified version of the squid skin. So they've taken this protein, they've coated it onto what's essentially a glass slide with some graphene oxide underneath it, which is this dark layer which provides a better contrast. And then they've found ways to poke it around, basically, to kind of chemically change that protein and alter the kinds of wavelengths of light it can reflect. And so if you apply various stimuli to this protein, it'll change its shape, so it'll swell up into essentially what's a layer of jelly, really. And they found eventually that if you put concentrated acetic acid vapour, basically vinegar, onto it, it swells up enough to reflect infrared long wavelength radiation. And you can tune it so you can alter how much it swells up and can get the level of infrared reflectance just right so that it blends into whatever level its surroundings are emitting.
So that sounds great, but you do have to spray yourself with jelly and then spray yourself in the eye with vinegar?
Yes, I mean, it's not ideal at the moment. At the moment, it's more of a sort of proof of concept. In terms of painting yourself with the jelly, in a way, that's kind of useful because then you have a sort of a washable, biodegradable material that you're doing this with and kind of non-toxic. But the vinegar would definitely be a problem. I think what they're looking at now is to find a way of doing this, which is a bit more like the squid. So using a mechanical, perhaps, or an electrical stimulus to tune these infrared reflective properties rather than a chemical one.
Emma, thank you very much. That was Emma Stoy from Chemistry World magazine.